Asa Lucas here with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer joining us for another week of Trojan Preview. Coach, congratulations on the win against Knoxville last Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, it's good to get back in the win column and, you know, kind of right the ship a little bit and gain some momentum.
What did you see against Knoxville that made that I formation you constantly ran so successful?
We did a good job of blocking. You know, the alignment up front did a good job of opening some holes. Just some things that we saw on film that the kids executed really well. We added a couple extra blockers to the point of attack that really allowed kind of the slow the flow of their linebackers, who are really good. They have four phenomenal linebackers that flow downhill really well. And we got to the edge, you know, when our linemen do what they're supposed to and we can kind of get a hat on a hat, good things happens in the backfield. You know, Dante Hendrington had a good game. Donnie did as well up front. Dante had a good game running the ball. Gavin had a good game running the ball. And then Zayden really stood in there pretty well. He got hit a couple times, but really stood in the pocket and delivered a good strike on some deep pass plays for us.
Can you talk about what helped Zayden Parker bounce back? He just looked so sharp and accurate against Knoxville, throwing those two touchdowns, no interceptions, close to 150 yards passing.
Yeah, he had a really good game. Him and Coach Molinex work every week with their fundamentals, their footwork, just being comfortable in the pocket. And we kind of gave him more time, which makes any young quarterback feel more comfortable. And we kind of simplified the reads. You know, we reassured him, talked day after day with like, hey, if it's not there, you know, tuck it and run. Or, hey, if it's not there, we got to throw it outside instead of kind of throwing that jump ball in a double coverage that, you know, live to see another down, live to see another play is better than, forcing something that is not necessarily in our best interest if we have a turnover. If we can limit turnovers, you know, we play better. I mean, it's kind of redundant, but like it makes sense that the less you turn the ball over, the better it's going to go for you. But Zayden did a really good job. You know, he had a good pocket presence. He got comfortable in the game. When he's comfortable, he delivers a good ball.
You're now facing a 5-0 Creston team, but yourself coming off of a win against Knoxville here in Atlantic. What are your initial thoughts going up against this Creston squad?
You know, they're rated number one in the state or number two, depending on which polls you look at, this or that. They're good. You know, you don't beat Harlan, Lewis Central, Winterset, all by flukes. Like, they're a phenomenally executed and coached team that they do a good job of flying around. They don't play a lot of guys both ways. They have a lot of seniors, a lot of guys back from last year's team with experience. They're just well-rounded. They throw the ball well. They run the ball well. They play good defense. They stop the run. They stop the pass, you know. It's just a matter of trying to find that one or two things that we can hit on, that we can try to exploit and keep the ball in our hands as much as possible.
So what have you been preaching to your players here this week in preparation to face Creston?
Consistency and then ball control. You know, we don't want to turn the ball over. We want to bleed the clock. We want to run, you know, as many plays as we can to keep their offense off the field. Sometimes, you know, the best defense is not letting our defense out there. If we can keep their offense off the field, you know, in theory, they're not going to score. That hopefully we can control the clock, control the ball like we did with the Knoxville game. And then with those long drives, we got to score. We got to get points out of our long drives that you can't bleed the clock 5, 6, 7 minutes and not come up with some points.
Have you noticed a difference in your team's attitude and spirit coming off of that win and then going ahead and facing Creston?
Yeah, film on Monday was a lot more upbeat. You know, the kids were feeling better about themselves. They looked better on film. It's never as good as you feel. It's never as bad as you feel. But overall, the kids were doing very well. Kind of some upbeat, some spirit. We'll kind of see how the week goes on with development. But overall, it's been a great start to the week. The kids are definitely flying around a little bit more. We have a couple injuries that are starting to get healthy again that hopefully it all just kind of culminates and comes together well.
What kind of message are you going to share with your team going up against an undefeated Creston squad who's done a great job in 3A football this year?
Yeah, we got nothing to lose. You know, with them being rated as high as they are, no one expects us to win. No one expects us to be there in the game that, you know, we have nothing to lose. There's no issues or problems that we just need to execute our game plan, do our thing, and good things will happen. We have a good football team. You know, we have some good athletes out there with great kids that, you know, if we just keep doing what we're doing, that, you know, good things will happen. And we need to just make sure if we have a small setback that we can't let it be one or two mistakes that kind of snowball into that.
In your coaching tenure, have you gone up against teams like Creston where it seems that the odds are stacked against you, but yet you still come out victorious?
Yeah, you know, we've had some games in the past, last year with a very highly ranked Ballard team that came into Atlantic that we upset late Creston last year when they were, you know, a playoff team that we had to win to get in. That we've seen this, you know, just as recent as last year or years past that, you know, you just go out and compete and, you know, we've had some success in those games. You know, we just got to make sure our game plan is executed and our kids do our jobs.
Who would you like to see step up on Friday?
You know, I think we're going to have to need a big game just from the O-line up front. You know, they're big, they're physical, not one kid in particular. That group kind of plays as a unit that we need to make sure that our O-line does well to free up our running backs, free up the play-action pass for us, have a good pocket so that our quarterback can throw the ball. That overall, I think our offensive line needs to play really well in order for us to do well.
And what do you think fans can expect from the Trojans on Friday?
You know, a hard-nosed, tough, physical game, you know, that we're going to match physicality, that Creston's a very physical, large team, that we're going to try to go blow for blow, you know, pound for pound with them, that it's going to be a nice, tough, physical high school football game.
That's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer joining us here on the Trojan Preview.